Welcome to Uncharted Living. We're your hosts, Christine, Rebecca, and Ty. We are life coaches who are committed to the road less traveled. Join us each week for thought-provoking and entertaining conversations, all designed to help you create your own map. Uncharted Living. It's just the beginning. Don't be afraid to get life started.
Hello, fellow humans. Today's mini episode is on gratitude and Thanksgiving. For many of us, Thanksgiving is marked with family gatherings that bring out the full spectrum of emotions. And so today we want to talk about how can we ground ourselves with gratitude and graciousness without falling into grouchiness or grumbling. What traditions do we want to hold on to tightly and which ones can we let go?
Yeah. So Becca and Christine, what do you guys like or want to change about your Thanksgiving traditions?
Like, I don't love the Thanksgiving meal, like the traditional American Thanksgiving meal, the turkey and the cranberry sauce and all that stuff. Like, I don't love it. So I think one thing I would maybe change is like, could we maybe do something different? But I also get it. It's like once a year.
See, I think everybody who doesn't like the traditional Thanksgiving meal is just having a crappy turkey, because my dad makes the best turkey. It's his thing. He's insanely good at it. My dad has been taking meticulous notes on his turkey making for my whole life. And sometimes I take pictures of his notes because he makes little like brine in at, you know, this time on this day. He tells you what day he bought the turkey. He tells himself what day he, like how much it was. I mean,
Important.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
You need to come to a Chesil family Thanksgiving.
No, this is a Nakamura Thanksgiving. Don't be fooled. This is my dad's last name. And he don't play with the turkey. And everyone who has ever come to our house, because it's kind of like my mom likes what she calls Thanksgiving orphans. So if you don't fly home for Thanksgiving or you just don't want to go to your own family, it's been kind of an open door policy in our house to whoever wants to come comes, or whoever wants to get invited comes. And across the board, my dad has 100% two thumbs up, 5-star likes on his turkey. So I invite you, Becca,
we'll need to come.
Lindsay and Christine, to experience what a true, well, beautifully executed turkey tastes like. But I do hate, to your point, I do hate a dry turkey.
I don't know why we just like always have to have it. Hot take for me is that I feel like Thanksgiving is, I want to say like a dumb holiday, but I know. Oh, it's my least favorite one. And I think it's because everything is so prescribed, right? There is like an actual, this is the food that, like Christmas, you can kind of do whatever you want. Eat like other holidays. I feel like a little bit more, freedom to do what you need to do. This just is very forced, and at least to me. So when I, and I'm not like a huge fan of a giant turkey, I don't ever want to make one. Even this year I'm hosting and my mom's like, do you want me to make the turkey? I'm like, yes, because I'm not going to make it. I have no interest in making that. I mean, I do love stuffing and pumpkin pie. Don't get me wrong. Those are great. But I feel like this is a holiday with too many rules. So we have, for my own family, my husband, my children, we've actually traveled a lot during Thanksgiving since they've been little. And this is the time
when we Thanksgiving Day Smackdown. I mean, we have holiday movie Smackdown coming up, but this is fascinating because Christine, I heard what you said about the rules. And to me, that creates a beautiful boundary structure of happiness. Because we do the exact same thing. Every member of my family makes the exact same thing every year. And there's not like this flurry of texts and like, what are you going to make? And what are you going to make? And what do your kids want as a gift? Because there's no gifts. And I loved, okay, let's find a common ground, Christine. Do you like the not gift giving? Because this is my favorite holiday and this is your least favorite holiday. So this is.
Yes, it's my least.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What is your feeling on the absence of gifts? Because I love that.
I love that there is the absence of gifts. And I think I've always just in one. Now, listen, I do love to shop. I do. I'm not saying that this that shopping is bad. It always seemed very strange to me that you would like totally consume a ton of food that's like, I don't know. Again,
it's
I obviously
haven't seen.
It's coma inducing. And then you're supposed to be grateful for like a minute. And then we're sort of talking about this Thanksgiving story, which, you know, I've turned out to be like the worst guest at Thanksgiving. Cause I'm like, well, here, let me tell you about the real Thanksgiving. Let me tell you how we treated, you know, the Native Americans. And
that is, I agree with that. Yeah, that is a load of horseshit that we were taught in elementary school.
We
can all agree and then that the next that is day, some crap.
Exactly. Yeah. And then the next, and then like now it's been where, and we don't do like Black Friday, you know, early shop. We don't do any of that because it's so strange that you, and now it's kind of 5 minutes after you put your fork down, you're already, people are already, you're starting to get ads. You're starting to like, now it's like buy more instead of, so I don't, that dichotomy is very strange to me. I'd rather go somewhere else on vacation. And like several years ago, we went to Mexico. So we had tacos instead of turkey. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Mm-hmm. It was delightful. And also
yeah,
just
I have a question for you,
tip.
Christine.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why don't you just have tacos this year? What's stopping you?
Yeah. No, nothing. You're right.
You could have tacos and then your mom will bring the turkey. And it's like, that, those are the two things.
Yeah, because this year we're not traveling. We're here. We're
and
here.
If you have some dry
and
ass turkey,
people.
You can cut it up and put some salsa on it and like wrap it, put some refried beans on that and make it good.
You know what? Okay, here's what I'm experiencing listening to you both describe your experiences. Because, like, you know, I have family in the Midwest and then I have family here. And so we rotate holidays. So it kind of depends on where we are. But what is coming up for me is this, like, yeah, this day is set aside, I think now culturally for family, right? Like this is a day you spend with your family, your chosen family, which I celebrate. Mm-hmm. And it's like then it's like that page turns, like we get like one small tiny breath of maybe thinking about something that we're grateful for, and then the craziness starts, right? Mm-hmm. So it's almost like this, it's like the calm before the storm, and that gives me anxiety as I can feel my body almost like tightening, like, oh God, yeah, now we got to get on the gift giving and on the all that stuff. So it's not really? I don't know that it has. Like we asked in the beginning, what would you change? And I was like, nothing. Now I'm kind of like, well, maybe some things.
But both of you guys are talking about this like urgency to buy gifts. But how – I don't see how that's – like you can just not look at your phone. I don't understand how that's like impeding or transgressing into your life because it doesn't bother me one bit. So I'm very curious.
Does – well – I guess because everyone has a phone. So, and I have teenagers. So they're not going to do, or I guess in the past, they have not done the, oh, let me put down my phone, never look at it. Their list for, you know, Christmas is, it starts at Thanksgiving. Obviously, I guess we can change that a little bit. But I think Ty, it sounds like your family as a whole, all of the people at your house are not doing that. Or are you saying that you don't feel that way? Feel the pressure to like all of a sudden now let's buy gifts or no, ease into another that. Part of
no,
the holiday.
No, no, no. We like to eat and we like to watch football and we like to take naps and then we like to just not have any agenda because we're not, I mean, and maybe this is what you guys are talking about a little bit of the kickback. We don't ever go around the table and say what we're thankful for because that's a cringy nightmare. Is that what you guys are like attaching to this?
We have done that. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's a very unfortunate.
I mean, okay, here's the thing. I view gratitude like on its own as like such a powerful thing. It's such a portal. Like if you when we're really able to feel grateful for something or feel in our bodies that the sensations of gratitude, it's a portal to like it's a portal that can take you out of a really shitty day. It can take you out of a spiral thought pattern. It's a mindset shift when you can make that leap. It's a really powerful thing. And so, you know, I think what we're highlighting, and I'm going to offer this to you. You guys can tell me where I'm wrong, but like there's this cultural sort of watering down of that, and then adding it into sort of like stuffing it into stuffing it. pun intended. But like, you know, it's like taking something that is so beautiful and that really we can access at any point all through the goddamn year, you know?
Yeah.
And making it this thing that's like a little trite, a little also spread with misinformation for a really long time.
Genocide.
And, you know, And then, making it this thing, I was like, now spend time with your family, right?
Where
it's like those things kind of don't go together sometimes. and then here we are.
You said that perfectly, Becca. It is all the things all in one day, and the gratitude. Even if you have a gratitude practice, which we encourage our listeners to have one, where you know. Like you said, you can access all of the time. But this is where it's like sort of on display, and then it's kind of on display for everyone else also. And especially if you go around the table, then you're like, oh, wait, what? And then you're kind of on the spot, and then you've got, you know, people around you that everyone's bringing their own physical presence, but they're also bringing their own emotional presence. And so that makes it, I think, a little strange. I think that's it. The forced of it and the jam-packedness of it. And then you have a set menu, which I'm going to take your advice and do tacos this year. And my mom can still bring the turkey.
Ooh. I think what I'm hearing from you guys is you don't have to have turkey. I feel like you guys have been like improperly imprisoned by giant turkeys like coming at you.
Yeah.
But I mean, growing up, I remember I had a friend in high school who just kind of casually mentioned that his family went to the beach and had a picnic on Wednesday night before Thanksgiving as their Thanksgiving. I don't even know what they ate, but definitely wasn't a freaking turkey on the beach, you know? And it really blew my mind. I was like, wait, what? And I kind of felt like half in awe and like, how are you doing this magical thing? And half like, oh, that sucks because you're not getting an amazing meal. But for them, it's what worked. And he never knew anything different. I mean, he was in high school and I was like, when did you guys start doing that? And he was like, I don't know, a long time ago. So I think we can invite Christine's family, anybody else's family, do whatever you damn please on Thanksgiving. Another one of my best friends, they get together with their family on Thanksgiving and their mom makes amazing enchiladas and they have enchiladas. And but it's a tradition. They always have something that they love.
Like if you're thinking about like this as a family day and a family time, the things that tend to stand out are the things that do kind of go off track, right? Or the things that do create new traditions, or the things that bring in, like for Christine, for you guys to have gone to Mexico and have had tacos, and now you're going to have tacos and turkey as like a thing, which we might name this episode.
Tacos and turkey, good one.
Tacos and turkey. But like, those are the things that end up being the things that are so memorable, or the ways that you kind of take it in a different direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's really smart, Becca. I mean, I want to invite everybody, all of our listeners, fellow humans, to do what you freaking actually want and maybe do what makes you actually feel grateful and not the American prescribed. I mean, we have the most non-traditional family, and this is the one thing that we do that's like, go America. We love it. We're going to do
it. It's so fascinating.
It's fascinating. I mean, draw a line. Like, there are no, you know, marshmallows involved. Like my family has certain standards that, like, we're going to make
the green bean casserole?
No, fuck that. No way. That's okay. Like,
do you guys all wear,
I mean,
pilgrim hats made out of construction paper, and half the table is, you know, Indians, and half the table
is pilgrim. And we reenact the first Thanksgiving.
Yes. Because it was super peaceful. Right.
Yeah. It was a great. I mean, for, you know, maybe this goes, you know, in preparation for the holidays, it's one of my favorite holidays because it's really the only American holiday that's not, to me, about either religion or like ridiculous consumerism. To me, that's my, you know, like, there is, you know, no God or Jesus imbued in this thing. I mean, there's a lie. Don't get me wrong. There's the pilgrim hats, which is crap that we just ignore. But otherwise, you know, we're not being asked to give gifts or buy, you know, heart-shaped candy or egg-shaped candy or any shaped candy. It's just, I like a good pumpkin pie. And
yeah,
pro tip, anybody at home, I actually would love to know from our listeners if you've made like a pumpkin pie from scratch and if it's been any better, because I've done it and it takes forever to make a pumpkin pie from scratch, and it does not taste any better in my
point. I'm with you, Ty.
It did taste different to me, but maybe that was just placebo.
Yeah.
No, I mean, maybe we can do a Thanksgiving pub crawl and like go to each other's Thanksgivings and just like take what we want. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I wanted to talk about, we certainly want to talk about gratitude just generally and having a gratitude practice. As Becca mentioned, just having, you know, something you can access all year round. But because Thanksgiving is kind of the first stop on a series of holidays, at least in America, where people, families are gathering, just wanted to give our listeners and maybe just myself some tips again on how to just deal with family dynamics. And we love our families, of course, but something to make it a little bit easier also, if you are more introverted or you are married to someone who is more introverted, is to be very clear as to the schedule. Like, if you're hosting, say we are hosting from 10 to 2. So people have a start time, people have an end time. You know when people will come into your home, when they will leave your home, and if
do they actually leave it too? Like, yeah, well, is your family question. Like? Yeah,
I mean, we kind at least it's not too far after. No. It's not like so. I know. It's not
that's
like
just when David's off the hook and he can go elsewhere.
Exactly right. This is when it's ended. That's- so we kind of just follow that, and it really has helped. Or if you're going to someone else's house, you can say, okay, we're coming, when shall we arrive, so that, you know, that's so you're not rude and be late. But then you say, this is when we are leaving, this is when we have to leave, and just be very clear, like Brené Brown says, clear is kind. And so just getting it up to you know, in advance mm-hmm. really helps. And then also just being aware of not falling back into your childhood roles. So if you're with mm-hmm. family that you grew up with, not everyone needs to play the same role that they have played when they were younger. And we talk about this a little bit more. And we have a couple of
episodes about that.
Exactly. Episode 3, Uncharted Coping, Check Yourself Before You Wreck Yourself. We talk about family gatherings with Joycey Lacombe and childhood roles and how to take breaks on that. Highly
gratitude practice. And that makes me feel kind of uncomfortable. Can you tell me what you mean by gratitude practice?
Well, wait. What makes you uncomfortable about that?
It just seems really like Instagram-y, like I'm grateful for this, hashtag gratitude, journal every morning. It's a little much for me. So I don't want
– So you mean like Thanksgiving?
I'm bringing way too much baggage into this. So before I get too much more sweaty, I just wanted to ask, like, what do you mean by the term gratitude practice? Because I want to, like, know for our listeners, like, what that means to you and maybe just kind of flesh that out a little bit.
To me, okay. It's not public. It's not a outward facing thing. It's just more of it's a discipline, just like doing yoga every day is a discipline, even when I, you know, don't really feel like it, but I know it'll make me feel better afterwards. So it's more just a habit, maybe. I don't know if practice is a word that is more triggering to you. It's not outward facing. It's just something that you incorporate into your life. And ideally it would be daily. So it's more just, at least the way I do it is if it's something is going wrong or I'm having a difficult day, instead of now thinking about 10 things that are bad about the situation, I can also think about 10 things that are good or 5 things that are good, or it's more of a grounding tool. So maybe tool would be a better word.
But what do you actually do, Christine? You write things down?
I think about them or write them down or just put them in my notes. I actually have an album on my phone that I literally just call gratitude, and I'll take screenshots of really nice texts I've received from people or photos that just made me really happy or, you know, a sweet note from my kids. And it's just a reminder that it's right there and very accessible that I can go back to and just be like, oh, right. I really have a lot to be grateful for things. There are a lot mm-hmm. of things in my life that are going mm-hmm. right to kind of counteract, you know, potentially spiraling down into other thoughts or things like that. And I think if we've got those ahead of time before we meet with family members, it'll just be good reminders of, you know what? I really am grateful for them. Look what kind of interaction we had recently or a picture that we had recently. We were really happy. But when we're in a place of feeling bad or feeling, I mean, we've talked about having shitty days, sometimes those just aren't accessible. So this is kind of building a little bit of an infrastructure, I think, in your life so that it is very accessible. You don't have to like, oh God, what am I grateful for? Like we have a folder or we have something that can ground us pretty quickly and we don't have to go looking for it.
I love that. Gratitude infrastructure.
Yeah.
Like it's just there. When you forget about it, you can go look at it. Okay. What about you, Becca? This is fun. I like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, Christine, I love everything that you said. For me, it's one thing that it just feels better. I like it. I like having, and I am totally fine with the phrase gratitude practice because for me, it just makes me feel better. Like it's the difference between, and I'm using it in combination with mindset shifting. So it's more of a mindset shift. It's more, mm-hmm. it's more thought work than anything else. But what it also does is allow me to feel sensations that feel nice and feel good where like I am, like I said at the beginning of this episode, I'm okay with grouchiness. Like I tend to normally wake up and need 3 hours before I can access any sort of like even playing field, which is why I wake up so early these days. And my wife on the flip side of that coin will wake up and just bound right out of bed and just be like, yeah, bright as the sunshine. And so for me, it's more like, how do I not be just a total Debbie Downer my entire freaking life? You know, like, how can I remember that, like, I don't have it that bad? Mm. I really don't. And
so what do you do?
There's one thing that's worked for me really well lately, and I've been using this with a number of clients, is just this: when you catch yourself in a thought pattern that's taking you in a direction that's making you feel grouchy or grumpy, notice the thoughts that are coming up with that. And if they're like accusatory or like thinking about Thanksgiving and going into family, if you're already anticipating drama or you're already anticipating like, ooh, my thing to kind of stop that is, that's old programming. Mm. That's just old programming. That's just an old thought pattern. That is a thought pattern that takes me down a road. I know where that goes. That doesn't feel good to me. I don't actually want to live like that. So I have a choice point in that moment. And gratitude is a portal to something totally different. It's a totally internal process. It's not an outward expression. It's not on display, like Christine, what you were saying. It's just a minute to be like, I could head down that road, totally looking down at the ground, noticing the dirty sidewalk, or I could choose to look up and look at the sunlight coming through the trees.
Mm. So your gratitude practice,
we have choices,
is basically thought work and maybe trying to like move back the lens into picking a different thought, or interrupting that thought with a different thought.
Interrupting the thought. Yeah. Mm. Interrupting the thought and choosing something totally different that takes you in a different, I mean, it could just be purely for you. I mean, really it is. It is purely for you. It is something that can make you feel, like, let's use our dogs as the example, right? Like, we can choose what we put our attention on. We could choose to think about, like, all the shedding and the vet bills and all the things that we do. Or we can choose to just remember and think about, like, you know, the unconditionalness of their love, whatever. Like, that may be a cheesy ass example.
No, no. Dogs are never. Dogs have a home on this podcast.
Yeah,
they do. Becca, because you're saying dogs are a fucking pain in the ass. I mean, they're dirty. They ruin your furniture. They cost a lot of money. And yet I choose to have them because they make my life worth living to a certain extent. Maybe I should just think of all of my family members as different dogs.
Yeah.
That
could work. That's right? That's a nice way to look at it.
We talked about ours. So what do you think a word then would be for you instead of gratitude practice? And how would you express that or cultivate that?
One of the things I really do, I think, if you want to call it a gratitude practice, is because I have so many plants, because I have really like scored my life in terms of a home office and working from home, and there's plants in my office and there's plants in my house and there's plants between the two buildings in the backyard, I allow myself once in a while to take 30 seconds and really just like, oh my gosh, that fuchsia just busts open with some more flowers. That is so cool. Mm-hmm. And I don't think of it as a gratitude practice. I don't do it on purpose to like cultivate gratitude, but I get a lot of juice out of it. Like, and it's only like 20 seconds and you're just looking at one leaf or one bug or one flower or one thing, and it kind of makes me feel grounded and more connected to the rest of the world. And that sounds so corny, but that really is for me what works to a certain extent.
Yeah.
The other thing that, you know, I've really noticed, I don't know about you guys, no one writes thank you letters anymore. This is something that was very ingrained in my childhood, and my kids write thank you letters, but I don't know if anybody really writes thank you letters. And I really wanted to talk about, Christine, your sister has what I guess in this sense would be a gratitude practice of writing thank you letters. Is it, it's Angie, right?
Angie. Yeah. She writes thank you letters. She writes, she really started also during COVID. She writes just appreciation letters for nurses or first responders or teachers or, you know, any sort of hurting community. She also writes, she calls them You Matter cards. And it they go in boxes that go to people who are suffering from grief or have had suicidal ideations or things like that. And she these are all strangers. So she is a good thank you note writer for specific notes, but she also just has a practice where she just is like, I want to bless these people. And definitely during COVID, I mean, she's up to thousands and thousands of handwritten cards. She always has a stack and with her, and she's always writing cards, and she doesn't know who they're going to go to or the people, but it doesn't matter. And if you're giving someone even a gift card or whatever, it, what they actually remember are the words on the cards. And so even if it's teachers at your kid's school, or it's, you know, someone who gets you your coffee, just a handwritten card is really, yeah, is really just lovely and means so much more to the receiver.
Yeah, because she wrote a letter to us, right, Becca? You got one and I got one.
Yeah.
And it was like, you never get anything good in the mail anymore. You know, it's just like or jury duty or something. And I was like, who's this? Like, who's this from? Because I don't know the handwriting. I didn't know the return address. And it was, even though I, you had told me I was going to get it, I was still completely floored to get a handwritten note in the mail. And it was so cute and special. And I've kept it up and I've been meaning to write her back, which I totally have not. So Angie, if you're listening, I really love the card. Thanks. But you know, it is so much more, you know, what I tell my kids is, this will take you 5 minutes to write, and it will land, you know, if it, if we're monetizing it, it takes you 5 cents to write and it goes through the mail and it becomes $100 by the time it gets to somebody, the impact.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a cool practice too. I mean, I can really get down with the idea of gratitude practice in the idea of actually just sending out gratitude to the people who you really are grateful for. And sometimes those are really overlooked people in terms of, you know, when we give, when my kids were in elementary and we gave holiday gifts to everybody, I made a point to give beyond their teachers to like the PE teacher, to the janitor, to the secretaries at the front of the school. I mean, this also was because I used to be a school teacher and I know how dang hard those guys work, but it's just like, they never even had to say thank you. I don't even know how many of them did, but it made me feel good to recognize some of the people that don't get recognized, that don't have like maybe National Teachers Day or National blah, blah. I mean, there's probably a national day for every freaking thing now, but I don't know if there's like National PE Teachers Day, you know, and that's a tough job, people.
Well, what I love about what you're saying is like, it did something for you to do that, you know, and you, and that was plenty.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing.
Need anything, I think there's in return.
Research into gratitude is the most kind of fulfilling and like all the health markers that we kind of know about in terms of physical and mental health that come along with gratitude is to give it freely without expecting anything back, right?
These were all really, really helpful. You guys, I am infinitely grateful for both of you and Steph, our producer. And we are very, very grateful for all of you, our listeners. We hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. I will be having tacos with my mom's turkey. All of the things. Ty will, this is her most American. We want to hear, we want to get some pictures, Ty. But we are thankful, thankful for you. And if this podcast has been an inspiration to you, or you're thankful for what you've learned on the podcast, please, please, please like, share, write a review. This really helps us. And from all of us to all of you, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye. Bye. Bye, you guys.
Thank you so much for spending another week with us. Follow us at Uncharted Living Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. And please like and share this episode with your favorite fellow human. Uncharted.